Over the past couple of weeks, we've been chatting with Matt Stringer, the chief executive of RNIB. He's been out on the road visiting sites around the UK, but he is back in Bath and joins us once again for his weekly update. Matt, thanks for joining us.
Alan, hello. Yes, the last time we've done this, we were speaking from Belfast and then we were speaking in person in Glasgow. So we're back into our usual sort of remote virtual contact, aren't we, Sue?
Absolutely. Now, we are going to talk about awards a little bit later. A couple of things, though, to get onto before that. Well, we've had one very important international day, and of course, next week as well, Friday the 3rd of December, we have another important day as well. RNIB recognising these?
It's important that, you know, clearly, well, we're here to primarily campaign on behalf and work on behalf of blind and partially sighted people. We, you know, we have a role to play in society to try and bring social justice across the piece and support very important events that are going on elsewhere. And we have, as listeners will know, we have internal groups that we've set up to help us generate insight and help inform our work on a number of fronts, one of which is our women's group. So yesterday was the International Awareness Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, which in very well publicised events in the UK, Sarah Everard, for example, was very high profile, where it's very obvious that there is still a high propensity for violence to be perpetrated against women. And clearly we are very supportive of women, and our women's group taken some time this week to communicate across our organisation about the support that we can give to our female employees, with a lot of reminders to people about the help that we have practically. There's a whole lot of tips inside our internal information networks, workplace, for example. There's a whole ton of information that supports women. Our safeguarding team clearly are very active internally and can provide a whole ton of advice if people are worried. Again, a reminder that we have our employee and volunteer assistance program helpline, which is a free confidential service that runs 24/7, and the phone number for that is 0800 030 5182. And then you mentioned another important day, Alan, which is Friday the 3rd of December is a UN International Day of Persons with Disabilities. And there is a sort of wider global purple light up movement coinciding with this, which really looks to sort of raise awareness around disability generally. And we've got some internal sessions that we're running with, again, with our disability group leading a charge for us to allow people to sort of engage with some of the broader challenges on disability and to coincide with the UN International Day on the Friday. So both those two things, you know, quite sober points really, but important that people understand the RNIB whilst we're, you know, here, as I say, to be working on behalf of blind and partially sighted people. We're very aware of our responsibilities and participation in other really, really worthy events like these two.
Another event, again, which you've been taking part in, Matt, you've been very busy over the past couple of weeks. Not that I'm saying you're not busy, but let's just say more busy than usual. You've been taking part in the Visionary UK conference.
I know you've covered on Connect Radio Visionary, which is running a sort of 3-day virtual conference. So variety of events across the 3 days, which are great. I have a particular role as a sort of sponsor, if you like, of the work stream on technology, which is very close to my heart. And we've done a lot of work within the VI sector, the grouping of charities that come together in the VI sector on technology, with one of our team, Gary Brunskill, sort of leading the charge and driving that work with lots of input from large and small societies within the VI sector, you know, talking through the insight we've gleaned and the analysis and some of the conclusions and what we might go and do about it, which was great, actually sort of reinforced the fundamental point that technology is a massive enabler for blind and partially sighted people, but has enormous potential to do a whole lot more. And there's a lot we can do as the RNIB, and we can do working with the sector to enhance people's lives. And it's a big part of our strategy, frankly, and just get further reinforcing feedback about what a great opportunity it is.
And you work with all sorts of partners when it comes to technology as well. One of those partners is Amazon. And at the moment, we are offering our qualifying listeners, or blind or partially sighted, the chance to get a free Amazon Echo Dot device. And you could team that up with Talking Books, which, of course, is free of charge as well. Tens of thousands of different titles. You can listen to them via the Amazon Echo. It's such a versatile device as well. So easy to use just with your voice. You just have to have an internet connection, really. And, of course, while stocks last, we'll give you the contact details a little bit later. But again, you know, that's a great technology partner, a great technology connection. And you know, RNIB gets involved with more and more companies like these, because, as you say, Matt, you know, technology, if it's accessible, especially at the design stage, can make a massive difference to people's lives.
No, it can. We've had a strong partnership with Amazon. You know, this is the latest initiative. We've had a few opportunities to provide hardware, free hardware to people. And as you say, with some simple connectivity, Wi-Fi to the web, it opens up a whole ton of opportunity and capability. You know, which talking books, I think we're up to 34,000 titles, is only one. I think it shows a number of things. I mean, I think the fact that, you know, how technology is going to go, voice technology becoming mainstream, which it is massively important for blind and partially sighted people, because it's really a very accessible sort of channel to access technology through voice. And I think the partnership with Amazon shows the willingness of tech companies, whether they're large global companies involved in developing sort of hardware or software, or closer to home, whether you have corporate partners who are more sort of high street retail, you know, more around the provision of technology to consumers. You've got enormous opportunity for the RNIB and other, you know, partners in the sector, as we said about the Visionary Conference, to engage, to actually get things put in the hands of blind and partially sighted people for their undoubted benefit. You know, the tech companies have taken enormous benefit from the insight we can bring about how things should be designed with blind and partially sighted people in mind. And actually, you know, design is enhanced for everybody because of the insight we've brought from a precise perspective of blind and partially sighted people. So it's been a really genuinely positive two-way street, really, between the RNIB and a lot of these tech companies, which they absolutely recognise and realise. And it only makes a very sort of positive platform to go forward and do more. So certainly I get that this is an area we can do quite a lot quite quickly in. And that was certainly the message coming back this morning from the session we ran on technology with our partners in Visionary.
And always good to hear more off-the-shelf products being made accessible as well. Let's finish off, Matt, with some awards news, because RNIB's See Differently Awards are back and people can nominate.
Yes, bigger and better for 2022, Alan, the RNIB See Differently Awards. So look, we've launched those now, and what we've launched is the ability for people to nominate award winners, which is really exciting. All this information is all over our website, so I won't go through every last award category, but there's a variety of categories where we'll be looking to get a really rich field of nominees. So that information, because I'm looking at it on our website as I speak to you, is out there in the public domain, and I'd really encourage your listeners to engage with that, because I'm sure people are sitting there thinking, you know, people generally, and particularly through COVID, have done sterling work that we should absolutely recognise. So, you know, please don't sit on your hands, you know, come forward and put people forth for nomination. And actually on that point, we're just pulling together who are going to be the sort of awards committee, the committee that decides. And it's going to be a really broad church of people, a lot of blind and partially sighted people from our beneficiaries and our volunteers, our staff, other people in the sector, one or two of our sort of high profile partners as well involved, you know, maybe bringing to life, you know, some of the opportunities around technology, for example, as we've spoken about. So, you know, real sense of really positive energy on a number of fronts now we've launched this. We didn't do it last year in person because of COVID. Clearly, we started this in the autumn of 2019, where we had a really lovely event, actually. It's going to be the end of March 2022, so there's lots of chance, Alan, for you and I to talk about this in the next three or four months in the running to it. And I just encourage your listeners to engage online or through whatever medium they prefer to have a look at it. And as I say, at the moment, please come forward with any nominees you think are deserving of awards.
Please do. The nominations are open until the 17th of December. You'll find all the information, as Matt said, on the website rnib.org.uk. Lots of other information on there for you as well. Lots to get involved in too, plus our Elf Academy. Get the little ones an accessible letter from Santa. And if you want to take advantage of the offer of the free Amazon Dot, if you have internet access and well stocks last, of course, and you meet the qualifying criteria, you can listen to our talking books and do much more. It's free of charge. All the info on the helpline, 0303 123 9999. Matt, thank you very much for joining us. We'll catch up again soon.
No, my pleasure, Alan, and look forward to speaking to you next week. Thank you very much.